systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamhole. Today is Monday, June 6th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And now presenting in this corner, weighing in at a unsightly 205 pounds. Just kidding. This is the Monday Night Show, like I said, episode 503. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, join us, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually, at thejamhole.com/live, or if you're on the site, it's called Jamhole TV.
Dude.
Click it.
We're over 500.
I know, 503.
I started this, what, back?
Yeah, I know.
149 or some crap like that?
A while.
Feels so crazy to be over 500
now. I
know,
we talked about that on 501. And
I'm just still amazed, dude. 503? Dude, sweet.
Again here today on 503.
Hey.
But hey, thanks for spending a few hours out of your week with us. You can call live, 406-204-4687, of course. Just
Say hi. Dial them.
Numbers. Hey, you got those digits?
I got your digits.
I got your digits right here.
I got your digits.
Dial them up.
I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits.
Dial them up and say, hey, what's up? I'll say, what do you want? Stop calling.
You'll say hi. You're live on
Prank
the jam
caller.
Hole.
Why are you calling?
Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole.
Oh, real quick. I
turned down your feed.
I turned on the feed. It was brought to my attention that a long time ago, We have people that dip in and out of the show, and like we said a few episodes ago, if you dip out, make sure you tell someone.
Right.
Because if everyone dips out and doesn't say anything, then it dies.
Right.
That's that.
Not
so
cool. Share and share alike, like you coined
that's
not
right
too long ago.
Share and share alike on Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. But
yeah.
So we have listeners that are going through all these old episodes, and every now and then I get a weird random message that's like, hey, you remember saying this? I'm like, nope. He's like, well, you did, and I don't respect you anymore.
It's so cool when they do that, because I do remember. I just have to have them remind me, but I do remember. It's so cool.
Okay, well, blast from the past time. Do you remember when I asked for anyone that was really hardcore into BDSM to email?
No,
finally. Yeah, it was before your time. Finally got an email. Apparently,
wow.
Bad Manners is into BDSM.
All right,
so
high fives.
There you go, faggot. Right back at you.
BDSM.
That was awesome.
Real quick,
he's in the chat, and I'm like, he's like, "Hey, do you remember? Do you remember when you asked for anyone into BDSM to? God, I would find it.
What BDSM?
I would find it if the chat wasn't clogged with fucking slot machines.
So what is that, real quick? For
BDSM.
Yes.
Bad sadomasochistic. Wait, bitchin'.
What?
No, wait. It's balls dominated sadomasochistic. You masochistically sadomize balls. But anyway, Bad
okay
Manners says, I'm into BDSM. One of the older apps you want people to email you that you are into it for some reason. Don't remember what, though.
So what does it involve? Like,
I said, so nice. Are you going to email? And he says, consider this the email, fag. I'm like, okay.
I did see that. That was great.
Oh, so, bondage. Thank you. Bondage, domination, sadomasochism, right? It's the spank me. Bondage, domination,
right,
sadism, masochism.
Safety word is carrot.
That's right. That's right. Bad Manners says, I'm more into just the bondage part.
I just who like, isn't? Come
I just
on
like being tied down and choked like a little bitch
who
while my ass is
that
fucking
on
devastated.
Right.
No, that's
whatever
cool, man. I'm into it, too. Hey.
Say I'm into it, dude. I didn't know I liked being choked until you started doing
it.
Until
you mouthed off and I choked you, and instead of passing out, she came. I was like,
you
all right.
You
kind of
like being
well
choked here and there, too.
Not so much choked. I will.
No, you like a little pressure around
a little
the neck
pressure
there. Yeah, not real hardcore to where you get scared, but
pressure
enough. It's really funny. You can tell.
He says, no, I'm the one doing the tying. Oh, okay. Sure, sure.
I like it both ways. Sure, whatever.
In your closet by yourself, trying to figure out how to get this up here
and
while this
die.
Is down here doing this.
So you can always tell when we've had a really good sex sesh.
Because we're both walking funny afterwards. But
that too. But
come on.
Someone, I remember not too long ago when we did have an awesome, crazy sex session. I was at work and I had a shirt on that showed part of my upper chest area, you know, my collarbone and all that. My boss asked me, he's like, are those bruises?
God damn right. They're love. What are they called? They're love bumps.
I don't know.
Are those
but
genital warts?
You know,
no, they're love bumps.
You either choke me a little bit or gross. You put your hands right here above my boobs by my collarbone
right.
and push down really hard to kind of like use it to hold your
That's
weight.
That's where I was told to push.
Yeah, for
Salt
CPR.
And Pepper. Salt and Pepper said,
push it.
And then they said, push it real good right here.
But dude, sometimes I have bruises of your handprints on my chest.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah.
I
know.
If
you see me black and blue there, it's not because I'm beaten, okay?
Now, if you see her black and blue there with tears in her eyes, that's probably because she was beaten, but...
Or he shot his load in my eye and I got really
right,
upset.
Right, because it does burn sometimes. It does, it
does
burn.
If you eat too much fucking spicy food...
Tell you what. Mm-hmm. Need some Chipotle. Okay. All right, real quick, anyone using Google Music, anyone get a beta? Do any
no.
of our listeners... I'm just curious how widespread these beta acceptances were, because I submitted mine May 23rd, the day it was announced at I/O at Google I/O, and I got mine... Or before that, I got mine on the 23rd. And, like, I from what I read online, not a lot of people got them. There's still a lot
really?
Of people that
are
like...
Basically for, like, big Google users, the
I don't
one that
know,
they
though.
Can tell that you guys use a shit ton of stuff on
That's
it,
what
or?
I was asking. Like, is it because I use Picasa and I use so many Google services
yeah.
in my day-to-day?
You do, dude.
I like them.
Lot.
They work good, and they work yeah. good cross-platforms. I can use them on anything. All I have yeah. to do is log in, and they're secure as fuck. Like,
I wish
hack
we came
my
up
account.
With Google.
You can't.
Seriously.
Unless you steal my phone.
Multi-billion dollar idea.
Ugh, forget it. But anyway, I was just curious how many people were still waiting for theirs. And if you did get on and you're trying to upload more than 6,000 songs, like I am, you may have run into this. And I just wanted to kind of get the word out there. Bryce.
All right.
Bryce said he's on the music beta team. Bryce is a good guy.
Okay.
I said, hey, it keeps saying I'm over my limit, even though I haven't been able to get 5,000 songs yet. I think now I'm at 5,400. Some days it works cool. better than others, but it's a beta, whatever. So he says, yeah, we're aware of an issue with larger libraries that causes users to prematurely hit the 20,000 song limit and are working on a fix. We appreciate your taking the time to report this issue to Music Beta, Bryce. So,
well, that's why they do the betas, to it, get
well,
their bugs
obviously,
out
you can't
that.
Unleash something that every individual is allowed 20,000 songs and expect it not to fucking crash.
Maybe that's why they invite people like you, because
no,
they see that you respond, you give feedback and all that,
that,
and you
yeah,
use
maybe,
a lot.
Maybe.
Well, they're going to target people like you that are going to...
You
know,
don't want your beta being
problem,
used.
They're not going to just fucking, you know, shrug it off. They're going to fucking come and say, hey... This isn't spelled right. You know, like dumb shit like that. They
yeah,
want
well,
that.
They don't want a bunch of betas going out to people that are going to upload 5 songs and then call it done. Like,
right,
they
right.
would look at, okay, what
or
are
you
really
using? Or when they get that
using?
Error, just completely fucking write it off and get aggravated and not
right,
ever
and
use
it again.
And
uninstall and say, fuck this,
right.
I'm going to Amazon's E3.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They want you to fucking say, hey, this
and
is the problem, fix it.
They have the signals to determine who is a real interactive user. Don't pick your nose. And who
I'm
is
not
a,
mentioning it.
You know, more... side user. So I don't
yeah.
know. I just thought that was interesting.
Like, they wouldn't send me an invite because I don't use everything on Google.
Well,
that
you
much.
Have to request it, and then they give you the invite out of the request. And if you go to the help page, it says, we're sorry, we're unable to keep up with the amount of invites. And you can't. You can't open the floodgates on a 20,000 song limit for everybody. It would drop the system. Like, that's why I'm curious how many of us are using it now. Because some days it works really fast and it's all good, and then others it's just slow and like, wow.
Yeah.
But playing the music always works. I've
yeah,
never had...
Yeah, you are obsessed with it, dude.
I know.
You're
I
like,
listen
I
to so much
here.
Music
I can have
now.
It on my phone. I can have it on my friend's computer. Look, I can turn it on from home.
Look, I can sell Google accounts with music on them for money. No, I would never do
I
that.
Would
Google.
Stop
I would
saying
that.
That. Right. The show.
Don't ever do that. But yeah, so they do know about it. I'm surprised the email wasn't like, thank you for letting us fucking know. No, we weren't aware of, you know, something like real snarky like that.
Right.
Like, no, Matt. Really?
We had no idea.
Must just be you, dickhead. Shit. No, Matt, you only get 5,000 songs. Everyone else gets 20,000.
Yeah, we watch your show, fuckface.
You're an asshole. First you asked for a YouTube account that you could upload unlimited time, and we gave you that. And then you asked, no, get the
for
fuck
more?
Out of here.
You want
you
more?
Want more?
You greedy
this
fuck.
One, always wanting more. What the fuck? So, no, that's pretty awesome, though, and a good service. So if you guys want to try it or ask for an invite and then wait, google.com/music.
Can we get
music.
A Google sponsorship?
No, their shit's free. We did have a Google AdWords thing once, and everyone kept clicking the ads and making us money, and then they shut our account down.
No, I mean, like, can they come and sponsor us for our show?
Like, can they just give us a server space?
Well, I mean, how much do we talk about them on
well,
the show
you're
and
fucking...
say, Google this and Google that? Man, they are fucking awesome.
Well, everyone
blah, blah, blah.
Says Google this and Google
yeah,
that.
But
some people
have,
say,
we have
let
a little
me...
bit of a fan base, hey. And people listen, you know?
Let
like...
me Google that for you.
Right?
No, seriously. What all I would want, even, I wouldn't even need a sponsor. If Google could just handle our server for the show, I will even change our shit over from WordPress to Blogspot or whatever.
Burger says, I sent my request a while ago and still haven't gotten an invite.
Really? I wonder
sad
if,
kittens.
Have any Jamhole listeners gotten an invite, like gotten in and actually are using it? I'm just curious. Email info@thejamhole.com if you're hearing this and you do. But yeah, I wouldn't even want money. I would be so happy if they were like, here's login info, use this server, we'll cover it.
Yeah.
You know how fast it would be?
Dude.
And how, they're Google, they have YouTube. Huh. They have 48 hours
have
of video every minute being uploaded
are
or every
serious?
Day. It's a ridiculous, it's 2 days of video every minute or every day, I forget. But yeah, it's crazy. Like
all
they have
of
the server
cute
space.
Kittens.
Yeah, right. Cute
did
kittens
you know,
and bunny crush.
That's what fucking Sean put in his title for one of his little hip-hop videos. He put it in for the search term, cute kittens.
Of course he did.
Cute
he knows how keywords work.
Fuck yeah, it's like some hardcore hip-hop shit called cute kittens.
Until the YouTube bot figures out there are no cute kittens in that video and bans you forever.
He needs to wear a kitten mask when he's doing it. Like, meow, 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 meow.
So, we have any listeners in Eastern Arizona? I'm glad you guys can take the time away from, you know, trying to put out your fires to come listen to the show tonight. That's pretty awesome.
Fires?
Yeah, Eastern Arizona is on fire.
Really?
My baby. Yeah, they are
we
burning.
Do have some friends in Eastern Arizona.
Yeah, crazy. So, hey, put the cigarette out before you flick it.
Sure.
Just, you know, just saying.
Or make sure it's raining.
And I was listening to Mike Boudet's show the other day. Man, am I bugging you?
Yeah.
And they stream where we used to stream. We've kind of evolved and we've worked our way through the gauntlet of, hey, come put your show on our service. Hey, we
which
never
one?
Go.
Which one? You stream or live
hey, we're
video?
Like your wife. We never go down. And the other one's like, hey, we're like a whore. We're just down all the time. And sometimes we won't even get back up.
Oh, live video?
Like live video. And then, you know, so yeah, they were on Ustream, and you, it occurred to me something has been missing from our shows.
What's that?
Me yelling at our live stream feed for crashing or disconnecting or being laggy.
Well, hang on, let's go ahead and switch to live video real fast.
Can I knock on some wood real quick and just say mad fucking props to Justin.tv.
Yeah, we haven't
I feel
had problems.
At
I don't think
all.
We ever
well,
had
no,
a problem.
Well, no, we have, but
in the
not
very
in
beginning.
Yeah, but not in a long time.
Only when we were working out the bugs
I would
with
say
it in the beginning anyway.
Since we've had the two HD cams, we haven't had
yeah.
any
no.
problems with it. And
no.
I feel like we need to have one of those signs. Yeah, Burger says evolve equals banned. Either or, whatever. We need to have one of those signs that, like, factories have that say it's been 130 days since we've
yeah,
had an accident.
Yeah, last...
I feel like we should hang one up on the background here. It's like 438 episodes since a Justin TV fuck-up or
do
something.
Do we get
you know?
A bonus at the end of the year for
probably
however many?
Not.
Come on.
Probably not.
Damn it.
But, yeah, mad props, man. Justin.tv, that's where we broadcast from. If you want a name instead of just being another Justin fan in the crowd there at thejamhole.com/live. You can make a free account, but really solid
live,
service. Hasn't gone down
live
really
video
laggy.
Used to do it
good
like
shit.
Every show.
Dude, and you
stream
show,
and
once
you
a
stream,
week.
Yeah.
At least.
And now we're progressed to almost none. It's like
nice.
We've gone up and up.
And the weird thing is, you know what's funny, is that they're the least professional. Like, they have the least sponsors of, like, mainstream people that are like, don't broadcast our stuff or we'll ban you.
That's what happens. Yeah, they kept it. Totally corrupted, and that's they fall into shit.
Did you notice that once Ustream got all that money, and then they redid their site,
went to
and
shit.
Everything went to shit?
Yep.
Interesting.
I remember that.
Every time we try to make our show better, goes to shit.
Now, live video was good for personal one-on-one talking to friends, relatives, or whatever.
Live video was cool because you could see other people, and it was more of a in-person kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you could have different people come on, and they would be seen on your show.
Right.
So that was kind of cool, but they didn't have the bandwidth to handle that.
Right, no.
You could barely handle cams, let alone four.
Great idea, but not so
poor good. Execution.
But no, I mean, it's really good for personal use, but not for...
Yeah, sure. Burger says, who remembers Pal Talk? I remember Pal Talk. That was like the very first stream service that one show used.
Dude.
And then people had to like pay for it or something. Like, really? How about IRC and not pay for it? How about that? So
I never used IRC, so
pretty awesome. Oh, I do also, I would like to say that karma has struck in Tennessee.
All right.
The RIAA, last we read, I think it was on Wednesday or Friday, the RIA. Remember they were trying to sue people for sharing logins and stuff?
Right.
Well, in an answer, kind of a snide little, stop picking your eye, an answer to that smugness and that self-righteous bullshit, a 5,000-square-foot home of country music star Trace Adkins, which just so happened to be located south of Nashville, down there in Brentwood, Tennessee.
Of course, they all get rich and become country stars and move to Nashville.
And then write songs about how their lives just suck. Well,
I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee.
You write country songs, duh, your life and your wife. But his house caught fire on Saturday with children inside and burned. No one was hurt, but I kind of like to think of that. That was the universe, kind of. It was like, really, RIAA? You know, everything up till now has been pretty frivolous and ridiculous, but this, over the line, burning down Trace Adkins' house. Done.
Foul!
Done.
Trace
pretty
Adkins
awesome.
Ain't too bad, though. He
never heard of him.
Pretty good. No, really?
That was his house for 11 years. Family's primary residence.
He's not a bad country singer, dude.
They have three daughters.
Not all, like, overloaded like fucking Toby Keith and
shit. He kind of looks like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
A little bit. I thought that was pretty awesome. Like, the RIAA is, like, proposing just some ridiculous bullshit, and then this dude's house burns. I mean, not that he has anything to do with them, but he is in that area.
Can I have a link?
In Nashville. Sure.
I would like to see that.
It's just a picture of him, but there you go in the chat, thejammel.com/live. So,
check it. You be here, and you get to check the stuff out live.
That's what happens, you know?
I remember this guy. This guy's pretty cool. He's a good country star. He's not real shitty like most of the... You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, like the old school fucking country stars that are really good and, you know, did their own thing or whatever. And then you've got the
like
new
almost
ones.
More rocky than country or
like
whatever.
The fucking faggot wannabes like Toby Keith and
I think,
like
you know
Tracy
what it is?
Bird
you know
and what?
It's all of the country singers that are gay.
Well, and like
Clay
Uncle
Aiken.
Cracker is now doing country shit, you know? And I don't know. I just don't like it very much. I like the old school Brooks and Dunn, fucking Garth Brooks from way back in the day, back before he got fat, and like Shania Twain, and like the Dixie Chicks suck my balls. And I don't know. It's just you need to stick with the good shit. Or like fucking Hank Williams III.
Sure.
Now he's an awesome motherfucker.
I honestly don't think I have any of those people you've just mentioned on my Google Music.
I watched you delete my my Hank Williams.
I did have it, and then I deleted it because I said, "Nah, I can't in good conscience have a genre on my Google Music account that says country."
When they do good music, it's awesome. But when they do that bullshit, it's crap. I like Hank Williams III because he does it. From, like, our point of view.
He whines in a manly way.
No, he doesn't whine.
I know. Bad Manners says, you know how when you play a metal record backwards, it says, kill everyone? Well, if you play a country record backwards,
thanks.
The
Great.
Guy gets his car back, his wife back, his job back, etc.
His dog, you forgot.
You know what? Now you kill yourself, Bad Manners, for that. That was...
I like Hank Williams III because he's got my favorite song. Actually, the tattoo on my back is one of his songs. Just saying.
Sure.
But he's got the song called "I'm Here to Put the Dick in Dixie."
Can we strike that from the record?
Can you shut up? I'm here to put the dick in Dixie in the cunt in country.
I'm here to put the up in interrupt.
And like he's got songs called like "I'm here to put the dick in Dixie," the cunt in country, and he's got fucking Ass Jack is one of his songs, and like Blue Devil. Like all these are great. They're really cool. Like,
I
you would like it actually.
Put the
U it's funny
in cunt.
It's not like, oh, she left me.
Right, thank
she
you.
Got my truck.
We all know.
It's not that. It's like, I'm here to put the dick in Dixie and
sure.
the compact in country.
He's like the Ron Jeremy of country.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. It's good. It's good. Fucking
we watched
Merle
the
Haggard and shit.
We watched The Ward last mm-hmm. night. Not Basement Boys, but, you know, The Ward.
Right.
This is a John Carpenter film.
I hired a guy. Named Ward.
I gotta say, John, Mr. Carpenter, doctor, see a doctor? Mr. Carpenter, still got it.
Yeah.
Unlike other long, drawn-out horror writers / screenwriters / I have to make a cameo in every movie I'm in because I'm weird, creepy, chomo-looking dude. Does he? If you had him in a lineup with, like, say, him, Jesus Christ, George Carlin, like, and you're like,
who are you talking about right now?
Who's
go ahead
the child molester?
Who talking
I'm gonna
about?
Pick out Stephen King.
Oh,
so we watched The Ward. I just and actually,
did you like it?
I liked it. I never heard anything of it. I just saw John Carpenter. I thought In the Mouth of Madness. Boom, done.
Like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was pretty cool. It could have been, and there was more potential for it, but it was still pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, and it's, I mean, how many movies? We almost need a genre of horror that is psychiatric hospital.
I love it.
The psychiatric hospital
now,
horror.
Normally, when you have a movie that is based upon a mental facility, you can usually tell the plot line within the first, like, 20 minutes, right?
Sure.
Like,
who's
what was
the killer?
One with...
Oh, it's kind of like the Leonardo DiCaprio
one. That's what
one.
I was trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
say before you. Yeah.
Oh, weird. It was actually just like that. Sorry, did I just
But you know
it?
What I mean? Like, as soon as, like, 20 minutes went by, and you pretty much had the plot in your head. You knew how it was going to twist. You knew how it was going to turn. You knew how it was going to end. It's still cool to
it
watch.
Still, yeah, exactly.
But
I could have used more weird, creepy walking, like that in the ring, that effect
yeah.
where she's all glitchy and like, and
I
then she's
that.
Right in your face. It, like, I could have used a little more of that, but
yeah.
I like the creepy,
well,
real loud sounds when it happened. Like, he did it well.
What I was going to say is that with this one, The Ward, I honestly didn't expect the ending to be the way it was. I didn't expect it to take that turn. And normally in
Are
mental
you gonna
institution
blow its spot?
Shut up. And normally in mental institutions movies, you can fucking tell how it's gonna happen. And this time I couldn't. And I thought that was really cool. I didn't see it ending the way it did. And it was pretty awesome. Whole
Do you
stuff.
Remember the butterfly effect?
Yes.
Mental institution.
That one was okay, I didn't expect all that shit to happen in that movie, so that's gotta be one of the best.
Session 9? Never seen it.
Mm.
Gothica?
I yeah,
remember
I saw
that.
That
was
dumb.
Nah, I don't know. The black chick was cool. The other chick, eh, whatever. Nightmare on Elm Street 3? Weren't they all kind of in Patrick? Never saw that. It was 1978.
Anyway, we watched another movie.
What
kind
that?
Of, but you, I made you go to bed because you were
oh,
falling
Doomsday?
Asleep on the couch. Yes, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that a long
a
time
lot.
Ago. We talked about that a long time ago.
Dude, totally
good shit,
awesome.
Though. I like the David Bowie guy that's at the beginning. It's like, this
yeah.
is hard.
I was trying
Bye.
To. I told you it reminds me of like Waterworld or
kinda.
They all remind me of the black guy from Demolition.
It's like, oh, you left and now you want to come back? I'm sorry. Now we're going to kill you and then eat you.
I did
there's
watch
no food here.
The other movie we got today.
What was that?
X-Men First Class.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Just blowing spots left and right.
Dude.
Wish I was a 7-Up right now.
Good movie.
Was it? Is it cool?
Really good. Okay. I want to see it in much better quality.
I can't wait.
Super awesome, dude. Like, it's all about
it
Magneto and where he comes from. And, dude,
yep.
Spot on, dude. I read those comics, and I'm very happy for the most
good.
Part. Which, by the way, I went to my uncle's place, and in the elevator, you know how they post things of, like, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, did you see there's a thing of comics?
Yeah! I was like, oh, man, if I had the money, dude, they're mostly... It was $25 for a box full of these comics, and they say they're in great condition or whatever, and they're mostly X-Men comics. I was like, fuck, dude, I just got done watching that X-Men movie. I'm all about it right now. I'm like, dude, if I had $25... those would be all mine. I'm like, you know, I might as well just, like, go over there and befriend whoever it is they belong to and just sit there and read them. They were so awesome, dude. Oh, man. This movie, though, is really good. I got to see one of my favorite characters, Hank.
Good.
You remember him?
Nope.
Beast, the big blue guy.
Oh, sure. Fraser Crane.
Yeah.
Dr. Fraser.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He's in this one, and you get to see
Kelsey
how he goes on. So.
Grammar.
He's so good. He's like one of my favorite characters. Him and Mystique, because they're both blue.
Good shit. Good shit.
Fuck yeah. I will totally watch that again with you tonight if you want, because I like it a lot.
Nice.
But I really want to see it in great quality, though. So.
Well, hopefully you can do that.
Maybe we'll buy it.
So, hey, do you know if you wanted to start a website, the main thing, the most important thing you would probably need, what would that be?
A computer.
Okay, smartass. Work with me here.
The internet.
Sure. Then you need a place to put stuff.
Server.
A server.
Right.
Absolutely. And are we doing an ad right here, right now?
All
right. No, this show is ad free, but I'm saying if you go to thegemhole.com/support, there's a big button there that says servers for $4.95 a month. Fucking click that motherfucker and we'll get money. That's how that works. And it's hosted where we're hosted. Have you ever seen the Jam Hole go down? Did you guys see what the jamhole.com looked like yesterday at random points throughout the night?
No, I did
fucking
not.
Fucking text,
I
like,
you
over
here. About it.
Me, like, mashing keys in CSS code trying to fucking fix something. Just pissed. Like, why won't it be bigger? I have this widescreen monitor now.
I ask
now,
that all the time.
Just, God, I know, right? I'm like, why is it so dry? It's so dry here.
It's so dry here.
Want to get some fucking...
No, did you have any spit? Oh, that's better.
Well, I sure don't have any semen, but here's that.
Well, if it, you know, bust out the sides a little bit.
So that's awesome. You can get your own fucking little place on the net, and we get money. We just got a little bit the other day, so thanks to who got some.
And by the way, we still are in a very big deficit here.
Well, yeah, the money's...
Money's always
PayPal.
Helpful. Let
it's
me just
here.
Say that. I have to pay my car payment, and I had to go and pull out everything.
Hey, stop
in my
panhandling.
Bank.
No more panhandling.
Hey.
No more
panhandling. You know, I'll paint it on my tits. Need money.
Well, if you did that, you would probably get some. So
God,
how about you quit
it.
Talking about it and start doing about it?
Doing about it. Well, I need money. Thejamhole.com/donate. Thanks.
Yeah.
If you can get that.
Sure. If you can get that.
You're a dick.
So the ward, up thumbs.
Up thumb. What?
Absolutely.
You
know what else is
about?
Up thumbs? Google plus one. Up thumbs on our site. Go click that fucker.
Okay.
Plus one that shit.
Okay.
Okay. Props to Justin TV. Da, da, da. You know what happened today?
What?
Today, I thought it would be a good idea to declare my love to the girl I have a crush on. I guess I shouldn't have gone and kissed her without warning. Because... my face is now covered with slap marks, and I had to explain myself at the police station for sexual harassment.
Oh,
fuck
my
life.
Yeah.
Do you maybe need to let the girl know, like, hey, the reason why I'm following you around is because I like you? You can't just follow a chick and then plant...
Make it kind of obvious, you know, like give her a little subtle
hint. Can you just follow
shit?
A chick and plant one on her and expect to not get slapped?
No, it
okay.
needs to be like either they're in the workplace or in school or
sure,
something
sure.
like that, and you socialize every day.
You should make sure she knows your name.
Right.
I bet that's where he went wrong.
Probably.
Today,
pretty stalker type. You need to actually know the person a little
helps.
Bit.
Today I stayed at my boyfriend's house after mine was broken into. It sucks.
Okay, what happened to your house, dude?
The robber took my laptop, jewelry, and tons of clothes. When I walked into his house, my boyfriend, I was greeted by his brother, who was wearing one of my stolen shirts. Fuck my life, that little motherfucker.
Oh, dude.
Today, my mom...
So there's this house, like, empty, and I just... Check it out. You want some stuff?
Hey, is your girlfriend coming over today? Yeah, why? Oh, just checking. Perfect. Why do you always make your hands in that weird creepy when you walk away? Stop doing that.
At this time, don't you rub your hands together when you walk away.
Perfect.
I know when you get there, you're going to get big surprise.
South Park Wednesday? Last
your
Wednesday?
Japanese
was that,
dog.
Is that good shit?
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's good shit. Today, my mom was filling out a reference for me as I work in the family biz. No big deal. When it came to naming two of my strengths, she asked me what to put as she couldn't think of anything.
Oh, my God.
Fuck my life and my mom. Sure.
What is that? I don't even know. Are you good at writing?
Strengths. What are you good at? Well, let's start at the top here. First of all, what's your name? I know that one. Where were
you
born?
Right.
Little bastard. Bring me another beer. Today I ran into an old high school friend while out with my husband. When she inquired who I was married to, I pointed to my husband, who was looking at shirts. She laughed and said, no, really. Insinuating
Dude.
That I couldn't get anyone that good looking. Fuck my life and fuck
oh,
that bitch.
Oh, that's sad. No, seriously, really? No, that's George Clooney. Who the fuck are you?
No, but seriously, where is he?
Are you Amy Winehouse? I don't think so, dude.
Wow,
look at you.
Today, I changed the date of my birthday to today on Facebook to see how many people actually know my birthday.
No one.
My mom wished me a happy birthday. Fuck. My life.
What? Your mom wished... Oh,
Facebook, hey, some of us live and die by the book.
You get a Facebook update that says, oh, it's your daughter's birthday today, and it's not her birthday, and you don't realize it, and send her a happy birthday. Dude! I'm gonna bitch slap my mom when I see her next.
Today, my ex-girlfriend told my entire family and all my friends that we broke up because I came out to her. They all believe her. 22 texts and counting. Fuck my life.
Yes.
What a bitch. Nice. Funny bitch, but a bitch.
I've done some mean shit like that. I'll just
Today I woke
that.
Up to my PlayStation 3 and my laptop missing and window open. My dad faked a robbery to see me freak out. Fuck my life.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Today I woke up to my PlayStation 3 giving all of my credit card information to the internet.
Could you imagine if
life.
Like he woke up while that was happening and beat the shit out of him because he thought it was
oh,
a
man,
robbery?
Like, pulls
no,
out
no,
a,
no, it's just me. It was a prank.
The gun he stole from his dad.
Dude, did you see on the new Tosh.0 the no. prank they pulled?
No.
You didn't see that?
There, it hasn't been a new one, is there?
Well, I'm the latest one, the last one. Did you see the prank?
Probably.
With the dude in the tub?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God,
that dude.
That
freaked the
that
fuck out.
That was fucking crazy.
You're,
the guy,
you
like,
wait for your friend.
Slits his wrist.
I want Jem Holia to do this and send pictures or video.
Dude.
I want to see this particular prank executed. You in the tub, red food coloring, wrist slit, pretending. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, if you can handle it. I got a lot of blood in me. I could handle it.
And your
Your friend comes in and... see what happens.
He was calling the cops.
Email
shit.
info@thegemhole.com. I want to see that.
Dude, you got it. You know what? Be like right
we'll
as
together.
You're about to die and say, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Send them all in and we'll put a together like a just
a big
fat
montage.
Video montage. Like yes. An hour long of it.
oh
man,
dude, all the screams
epic.
And freaking out
fucking,
the 911 calls.
That could possibly be the most epic video this year.
Dude.
You don't know.
Jam Holians, get
it.
On that.
Do it.
Do it to my brother.
Do it. Go up to my mom's house and do it.
Oh my God.
Could
dude,
you
your mom
imagine,
would freak.
Dude, she would have a heart
Even
attack.
Even your brother, because he's there.
Literally. We could get Chester to do it tomorrow.
Dude, yes, dude. I just, I'm sorry I couldn't make you.
Yeah, enough. Bad Manners says, God damn, that would freak the fuck out of me.
I know, right?
Wouldn't it?
Dude,
but
so
how,
awesome.
Like, what if the reaction wasn't? Like anything but.
What if it was like,
oh, fuck.
What if it was, you know, they walk and they're like, fucking.
And they start like humping your face and shit, like, man, I've always wanted to do this.
Or like they whip out their dick and start peeing
oh,
on you.
My
they're
God.
Like, you fuck, I've been waiting for this forever.
Can you imagine? Or like they go through
Get
your
up and
wallet.
Punch him.
Oh, man, that'd be
Dude.
So awesome to see.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll do a few more of these tonight. Today, tonight. Tonight.
Okay.
Twilight once again won all the awards at MTV. Fuck
my life.
Beating out Inception, Toy Story 3, Harry Potter, etc. This is my generation. Fuck my life.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Good job.
I got a text from my ex-boyfriend telling me he still likes me and might love me, too. Ooh. I asked him if he really meant it, and his response was, I don't know. I was high. Fuck my life.
Awesome.
Because I got high. Today I used a fire extinguisher for the first time. Too bad it was on my car. Fuck my life.
You ever, my cousin Jason shot me in the foot with a fire extinguisher thing. Your foot gets so cold and like all that white awesome fuzzy stuff on it. It's really cool to play with. Just saying.
Today while driving with my 3-year-old, I was showing her the different kinds of birds. I pointed out a bright red cardinal perched in a row of hedges. She squealed as it took flight. So happy to see such a brightly colored birdie fly until it hit my windshield. Fuck
my
life.
Oh, my God.
All right. Last one. It's been a while since we've done some of these.
I love these, dude. But, you know, when we were doing them before.
Thanks to Bad Manners for being like, hey.
When we were doing them before, they kind of got mull and dull, you know?
Well, yeah, like, it's been a while. I think it goes in cycles. Yeah. It'll be like all relationships and then all like random.
But last time it was really emo-y and sad, stupid, you know, the same shit, different day type of crap. Yeah. Like, I hate myself, fuck my life.
You can only spin I want to kill myself so many times before you're just like, I get it.
These are fresh and good.
Sometimes.
Seems pretty good.
All right, last one. Today, I went to my high school reunion. I was super excited to see what everyone had done in their lives. Sure. The nerdy guy I bullied is now a U.S. Marine and already has 2 deployments in Afghanistan under his belt. He looked at me in his dress blues and said, I remember you.
Ooh.
Fuck my life.
Dude, awesome. I'm just going to nicely, quietly turn around and leave now.
Yeah. Thanks, Oz. Good seeing you guys. I'll see you on Facebook.
Yeah, you're big and muscly, tone ripped, and have these little fucking stars on your chest and shit.
Facebook.
And I have a beer gut and I'm balding with 4 kids.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
Has anyone yet... So far, did everyone make it through this weekend? This is Monday, right?
That's my weekend now.
Did everyone make it through the weekend alive? Were there was no more suicides, right?
Dude, I almost killed myself.
Last Wednesday and last Friday, it was quite a bit of suicide action. And then the man of suicide dies. We talked about that.
Right, Dr. Death.
Jack, Dr. Happy Death.
Yeah.
We all still breathing, everyone?
Saturday, I almost killed myself.
Why?
Because I fed over 100 Canadians by myself. Well, no, dude. I mean, a busy night there is less than 100, okay? And there's only one cook in that building at a time.
No, that's mad busy for a bar girl.
Yeah,
sure.
Dude. 100-something Canadians mob into my bar. All sit down, kids, grandparents, whatever people are.
Was it the tour buses?
No, there wasn't a bus. Yet? I went out and checked. There wasn't a bus.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was still pretty early. We're just now getting the fags.
I think
the,
it was family.
Did you see the Corvettes today?
No.
When I was coming home,
coming
up from Lakeside,
yes,
a whole row of Corvettes, like the whole car club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. But
like the midlife crisis club, I call them.
But yeah, dude, fucking all these Canadians come in, and I was just about to go out and smoke. And this was at like...
What? Bees is in the house. What up, G? It's been a while. Cheers.
So I fucking get in at 4 o'clock, and I'm supposed to close, and it was dead the entire time. Like, nothing had happened. I was just straight kicking it. I was fucking... I had done some prep. The only thing that I had time to do was pound out some burger.
Whoa.
Okay.
Burger,
I
did you hear that?
You know.
Bad Manners says, feeding Canadians, just throw them some Canadian bacon in a case of Molson.
Yeah, to Canadians, Canadian
it's
bacon.
It's about it,
bacon.
It's about it.
Or
though.
Ham.
Take it to the hoose.
Anyway, can you shut up for a second?
Burger asks, are you sick of cooking yet?
No.
Do you want to quit?
Can you shut the fuck up?
I'm reading the chat.
You are so annoying.
Interaction. It's the chat.
Interrupt me. With the chat.
Waiting for
as
the chat
excuse.
To say something else.
Anyway.
You know they're all sitting there like, I don't want to be the dick. What?
No, they love to be the dick. Please, when we're talking about their hour fans.
You clearly didn't kill
Shut
yourself,
up!
So anything you have to say is irrelevant.
Fuck, I'm just done. I hate trying to talk while you're talking.
The chat. Because see, when I don't talk, you just sit there with silence and death in your eyes.
So I try to pound out some fucking burger, I get done with it, and I'm going to smoke because I just got done with all that shit.
Sure.
And as soon as I go to fucking smoke, I hit the door and tickets just start spewing out of the fucking printer like there's no fucking tomorrow. Everything all at once. And I didn't even have room on my ticket rail to hang up all the tickets. I end up did what we call flying kites.
Sure.
Where they're
What's
all
that?
Still connected and, like, you know, in a streamer off of your ticket rail.
Oh, and you just send one? And all of them?
Kind
of. Sure.
But I had to do them in groups. Like, I had to fucking fill up my ticket rail, do all of those, send them out, grab the next wave, and fucking keep going. I ran out. I only cooked like two fucking burgers through that whole mess, and that's the only prep I had gotten done was panning out burgers.
Damn.
And
Dicks.
It was all wings and fried food and shit.
Dicks.
And I had only cooked off two bags of wings the day before.
Dicks.
I did my first wave of tickets. I counted 80 wings I needed to have down. The second wave, I had 60 I needed to have down. The third, I had 40. And the fourth, I had another 60. I went through so many fucking wings. It wasn't even
funny, dude. Oh, thought you were setting me up. How many wings did you go through?
No.
So many.
But I, you know, normally you bake them off first so that way they're at least par cooked so they don't take a long time. Well, I got through all of those and then I had to start cooking them from raw.
Sure.
And, dude, you can't put two baskets full of raw wings in a fryer without it overflowing.
Oh, wait. Bad Manner says, holy fuck, that is a lot of chicken wings. Now, are you sure they were Canadians? They weren't
all Canadians,
not
dude.
Not African-Americans?
All Canadians. And I ran, okay, I had to cook them all from raw, and chicken wings from raw take like 16 minutes to fucking cook. So it was just this ridiculous shit show of fried food, and I didn't have enough room. I didn't have enough time. I was running out of nachos, you know, going along with all that. And then people kept coming back. People that worked there, they're like, hey, do you need a hand? Do you want me to help you out? And blah, blah, blah. I had to finally look at somebody and say, look, if I thought you could help me, I would ask. But you can't. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm just trying to help and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, unless you can magically morph into another fucking set of fryers, I don't need your help. It was just so funny.
Kitchen
I'm like, look, dude, stop
capacity.
Fucking bothering me. Mm-hmm. You know, your help is going to be more of a hindrance to me at this moment. So, And that really does. It drives me nuts. I know that they can help somewhat, but when they try and they just get in my fucking way and I can't tell them, okay, you're fucking this up, please leave. Like, I don't want to be that dick.
But you are. You totally are, especially if it's a chick. You'll be all
They're
alpha.
All like that, dude. And Oh, and yesterday, dude, this drove me nuts. My dad came by to come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing there next to me, and one of the chicks came back to get ketchup. You know how they're like those big bags of ketchup that go on the wall in a holder thing, mm-hmm. and they have a little nozzle at the end?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason,
that's what you guys would use if you were going to do the bathtub suicide prank.
Right. Heinz,
get a couple
57.
Of those. Sure.
No, you need corn syrup and
that.
Food coloring.
Right.
But for some reason, in every restaurant I have ever worked in, not a single server could change that thing by themselves. I do not understand. And I get there and I'm doing some prep and my dad's standing right there and I'm talking to him and this chick comes up and she goes to change it and she doesn't even like try to change it. She just looks at it. And looks at me and she's like, I'm going to need some help with this ketchup. Or no, she goes, I'm going to need you guys to change this ketchup for me here in a minute. And I'm like, why? Because I get aggravated with this. She's like, why? And she's like, well, I can't. She's like, it's almost out. And I'm like, it's right there, right next to you. There's another unopened bag right next to you. You can just do it. And she's like, I'm not even going to try to do that. Okay. I can't get it. And blah, blah, blah. I'm
Let's
like,
just
what?
Just give up. What do you want to do? I don't know.
Dude, I had to walk away because the other cook looked at me and he's like, you know what? Don't give her shit today. She's had a hard enough day. And I look at him. I'm like, dude, I have tits and a vagina, and I do not go fucking barking after a man to change my goddamn ketchup bag.
Maybe
Are you
should
serious?
Start. Maybe you should start. See where it gets.
But you're a fucking sissy little girly bitch server or whatever, but I'm a girl too.
Hey,
and
I
you come
agree.
To me going, change this because I'm
right.
better than you, so you do it?
That's right.
That's so annoying.
We talked about this a long time ago, but when the ladies would ask for the jugs with handles because they're like, it's easier.
Yes,
it's
dude.
Like, Do you want to be equal and take these ones, or are you handicapped?
Well, it's really cool because I am a chick and I work in the back
and
I do that.
You burned your bra. You put it in the fryer.
And it's funny because they want to be, you know, and they don't do any of their swamping shit. They don't fucking mop their own floors. They don't sweep their own floors. They don't change their own trashes. They don't take their own boxes out. If they fucking empty out beer boxes in the fucking coolers and stuff, they just leave them in there empty. They don't fucking take them out and they expect us to do it. And I've asked them about it before. I'm like, dude, can you please clean up the box mess you left in the wagon? And they're like, oh, the swamper gets that. I'm like, no, I get that every night.
I'm the swamper. But on the other side, you start acting like a dude like that, then they make you be the one that does the fryer.
Well, it drives
time.
Me nuts. I just want to look at... No, I'm just talking about the girls in the front. It just drives me nuts because I look at them and I'm like, hey, I am a girl too.
Yeah, you're one in a fucking... How many people are on this planet? You're one
well,
in like 700
if
billion.
If I can do it, why
Except
the fuck
Thailand.
Can't they?
They have dicks in Thailand, too.
Why do they get special girly frou-frou fucking bumper
because
rail
they
treatment?
Like to suck cock. And
but that's bullshit. Just ketchup? You could fucking change the ketchup bib.
US.
What is wrong with you?
Or they could suck a cock and get a guy to do it just like that.
She's not sucking cock at work to get somebody to change
really?
It. Really?
Really?
Her husband there every day.
Well, then maybe he's the one doing it. I don't know.
He's an alcoholic.
I'm just saying.
Who knows? But that just drives me nuts.
It's like, called strategy.
It just drives me nuts. I am a girl, too. Whoa. Don't come to me with that pity, bat your eyes bullshit.
There's other variables involved.
I just don't like it when they come to me and give me that pity trip. Like, I can't do
well,
it. Can
you
do you
this? You need to make it.
I don't fall for that.
You need to make it abundantly clear that you're actually not a lesbian, and then maybe they will.
It's like they think I feel bad that I'm going to take pity and be like, oh, you're smaller and weaker.
I'll be
here,
like,
I'll
and I have
you.
No empathy, by the way.
I
also.
Don't. Not
I know.
For you.
Not
no.
for me either.
You
don't worry.
Get,
I'm her boyfriend, dude.
They get
I don't
spoiled.
Get
spoiled.
I know.
They get spoiled so
you know
fucking
why?
Shut up.
Do you know why?
Ah!
Do you know why?
What?
Because they...
You interrupt me so much, I want to blow my fucking brains out. But go ahead,
I'm
done. I'm
okay to see that. Listen. It's called having a conversation. See, when you start talking, then I stop.
No, you can't just barge in the middle
see?
Of my sentence.
And
Please.
Now I talk, and then I stop.
You don't...
And then you stop, and then I talk.
And I hate you.
I know that.
I
lately,
hate you.
Why do you hate me lately?
Because if I'm trying to... See, right there. Fuck off.
Well, that's fun. So, anything else interesting at work happen?
You can't let me rant about work every once in a while
no,
without
can.
Being a little dick and interrupting or like looking off into space like you don't give a shit, but not
no,
showing it to the viewers, but fucking hinting to me that I don't care.
I do care.
No, you don't.
What? I absolutely care. Come on.
Matt not getting a blowjob tonight. I already tried to fuck before the show. He denied it.
That's right. You know what that's called? Reverse psychology.
You know what that's called? You're not getting laid.
Reverse psychology. Showing you what it's like. I'm just saying, if you take a virgin and you you bring her to the verge, but then you...
I'm an interrupting bird!
But then
am I annoying?
Not yet.
I'm Matt Lee.
There you are.
From the jam hole.
Is that fun? Is this a fun
I
game
hate
we're playing?
You. This, can we go on to do something else
this
now?
This back and forth?
I'm done. All right, let's go.
You're done. Bong hit?
You're dumb.
Bong hit?
No. That's why you're so stupid. Fucking pothead.
Yeah. Anything else angry? See, that's why they do it. Because you assert such a manly masculine pheromone aroma. So they come to me, wow,
I'm so small and tiny and
they're trying to blow you.
Vagina, and I'm going to bat my eyes. And you're going to do this for me because I don't have the energy to do it.
No, listen.
I don't know how to... I can't do this because if I do it, I'm going to get like all messy and stuff. And you're a cook, and so you're supposed to be like dirty and grimy anyway. And
you're going to do this for me.
You're just less than me, so you can just do this.
No, because
nasty person.
I can reach something with my mouth that you cannot, no matter how hard you try, and might die trying
you
with your mouth.
You wouldn't want any of those girls to put their mouth anywhere near the things you can't reach.
I'm just saying.
There's a reason why they nicknamed the place Fat Girls.
Whoa. Over the line. You're going to regret that when you sober up there, Miss Hot
Nobody
Rod.
Listens to this shit because nobody cares. Not at my work.
You heard it here first. No one listens to this shit.
Not at my work. Even when I try to be nice and fit in with them and like actually pretend like I care about what their little fucking fingernail breaking issues are or whatever.
That is a cold, harsh reality
or, like,
to grasp.
Fucking one of the girls... They saw me with my jam hole shirt on a while back, and they're like, hey.
What's that?
No. They were like, hey, you know, I got a couple of those shirts at the Ozzapalooza show for my husband and my kid.
For my retarded kid.
And they're like, yeah, my kids really love that band.
Right on. Because I'm the front man. Chick, woman.
I was like, what? They're not a band. She's like, yeah, they are. The jam hole, they're an awesome band, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like... Do you have any idea what you're talking about right now? She's like, well, what do you mean? They're at the Ozzapalooza show. I'm like, I am the jam hole, you idiot.
Me, I am the singularity.
Well, she's like, oh, you're in a band? No, it's a talk show. No, it's not. It's a band. How the fuck are you going to try and tell me what it is?
Did you punch that bitch?
I should have.
You should
have. She's the same one who can't change the ketchup bib.
Putting them all on blast
But
tonight.
Dude, how are you going to try and tell me that it's a band when
I don't know.
It's not a band. I'm trying
a band.
To tell you.
Was she confused because of my rapping?
No, this was before that.
Absolutely not.
I was like, dude. She's like, no, it's a band. No, seriously, it's a band. I know it's a band.
2011.
I'm like, no.
PM.
Here's a card. It's not a band.
Oh, well. What do you do? And I fully agree.
Shoot, bitches.
No one listens to this shit. Mm-mm. And if you are, something wrong with you. Something serious. So, where... I don't even know where to go from that. Thank you? What? All right.
I love you.
Suicide.
That's what you're doing.
Asking. We're all here, right?
That whole rant just makes you want to kill yourself, doesn't it?
You're all here. Okay. It
makes me want to kill myself.
Fuck. Did you know?
No.
Fun fact. 35 cases of chemical suicide in the U.S. in the last 2 years. You know what? That's 33 cases too many. And it ends. Buddy Christ, it fucking ends.
All right.
We have a young woman here. She did not make it through the weekend at all. She did the deed dirt cheap. Using a deadly chemical recipe she found on...
Recipes.com.
Yeah, probably.
All recipes.
Suicide recipes. All recipes.com. All recipes all the time.
Yes.
You need a recipe for destruction? What do you need? A suicide recipe? What do you want? You want to make a cake with a file in it? What do you need? Absolutely. On the internet. One of... course, over 35 cases in the U.S. in the last two. The chemical cloud that killed 23-year-old Ana Gutierrez in Hollywood escaped from her car. She's like baking chemical reactions and creating chlorine gas in her car in the middle of downtown fucking wherever the fuck. That's amazing. Many others could also have been killed. Except that they weren't, because they saw the disgusting green cloud and then held their breath like this. You remember this? When someone farts, this always fixed it. Did you ever do that?
It did not ever fix it.
You know what it did, though, really?
It made you smell your own armpit shit.
But it mixed the fart with Can you hear me? It mixed the fart with your armpit. And man, that is heavenly. I'll tell you what. Heaven. So, yeah, she killed herself, and that was that.
Bad Manners says she found it on Google. Does that mean her family can sue Google for assisted suicide?
Oh, man, do you have a brother or sister that would totally take one for the fucking team?
Dude.
Wow.
God, I should call my brother and tell him to do that.
No. Isn't that the same last name as...
What was the last name?
Gutierrez. Isn't that Big Mouth's... Isn't that her last?
Ooh, I don't
is
know.
That her?
Sounds familiar.
Aina?
Cool.
I like how there's a picture of, like, just a chick holding the phone, but, like, eyes covered, totally, like, about to cry. And the caption is, Aina Gutierrez found the recipe for chemical suicide online.
Aww.
But it's like a phone. Fail. Like, this is, yeah, a complete and utter fail of the... National Suicide Prevention Center. I think you should all hang your heads in shame right now. Because that is not good job. You missed one. Actually, you missed 35 in the last 2 years. In her car. In her fucking, what is that? It's like a 98 Cavalier? What is that fucking thing? Oh, man. That's sad. In there, just like fucking ammonia. Little bleach. And then what? That's it, right? You just fall asleep and breathe? Or breathe? Huh? Quote, she had financial problems and couldn't find work. Heard that, huh?
I heard that.
TheJamHole.com/donate. Heard that.
Hey, stop panhandling.
Financial
Being
problems.
Greedy.
You guys wouldn't want us to sit in my fucking 87 sub and mix up a little batch of ammonia. And what is it? You wouldn't want that to happen. Pay attention.
What? I don't want to pay attention to you anymore.
Ever again.
Oh.
Are we done?
Yes.
Are you breaking up?
It's with the show.
Do you want to just leave?
You're just driving me insane right now.
I hear you. You know what it's like for me? No one ever takes a minute and is like, wow, I wonder what that's like for him. Just saying. So the whole shopping center she was at evacuated. So whatever. Now, you know who the Mona Lisa is?
Yes.
Do you remember the Mona Lisa?
Yes.
They may have found the body.
Okay, that's bullshit right there.
All right, next story.
The Mona Lisa is a self-portrait.
Well, this says...
It's a self-portrait of him as a female. Just
so it's him in the grave.
What? Just read it.
Well, it said a skeleton found in a former convent in Florence could be the remains of Lisa Gherardini del Ghiacciando, the 16th century woman who is believed to have been the model for the world's most famous painting. The skeleton is believed to be female, but more tests are required to be certain.
What was the guy's name who painted it? Fucking
Da Vinci?
Da Vinci.
He had a code. Hate me still?
Find
Come on.
A photo of Da Vinci.
No, I've seen that.
And look at a photo of the Mona Lisa.
The moaning what? Moaning Lisa.
I'm going to stab you in the fucking face.
What? We're talking.
I'm hating. But it's a self-portrait of himself, Da Vinci, as a female. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's not a real woman.
This skeleton is believed to have died around 1542, believed to have married a merchant named Francesco, of course. Some say that he commissioned Da Vinci to paint the portrait of his wife to celebrate the birth of a child. After his death, he is believed to have entered a convent. The painting's Italian title, La Ghiacciando, refers to the subject's married name. So, interesting, I wonder. So you think you're going to just call straight up bullshit?
Yeah, I know it's not... It was too long ago and not like actually documented to be, you know, fact either way. So, I mean, that's... There's different theories about it. That's what I believe, and I stick to it because it's like 100. To me, it's like 100% for sure.
So there's no possible way that that dude could have been like, here's my wife. She kind of looks like you if you were a chick, but yeah. Anyway, I'm going to pay you to paint her.
Maybe, I don't know, but
name it the morning.
I'm pretty fucking sure it was just a self portrait because that's what I've read in it. But I went to art college. I looked at, I studied it, and I went back and read through all the stupid shit. And that's what it seems like to me. It could seem like something else to somebody else.
I remember that back then. Like that's kind of an old thing, though, and I think they've been investigating it. And I went to
art college back then, so I couldn't have outdated views. Right. So.
Well, and plus, when were your fucking textbooks? When I was in school, my textbooks were from like early 80s. Really? Earth science? We have the proton, the neutron, and
I don't know.
It.
Prove me wrong. I'd be cool. Whatever.
Well,
either way.
They're going to do tests, and we'll let you know, maybe. All right. Do you remember a while ago? We didn't really spend too much time on it, but remember the congressman, the tweets from the Wiener, Congressman Wiener.
Okay,
he had sent some. Lewd. Can we say he sent some lewd pictures to a woman on Twitter? And then, like, right after that happened, he came out and was like, oh my god, someone totally hacked my account and disregard that last tweet or whatever, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then that was it. And then, you know, some other problems came. And I mean, you're a congressman and your last name's Wiener, which is pretty much, and it's not even spelled A-R. It's Wiener, like... In my hand right now is my...
Should just, you know, legally change your name.
Well, at least change the last E to an A, so it's Wiener, you know, not...
No, okay, it's going to be like, yeah.
Wiener.
Joe Dirte, whatever. No, it's Joe Dirt.
Well, I mean, this is like straight up...
Wiener. Yeah, no, Wiener. It's Wiener, you fuck.
It's Dick. What if his name was Richard? Richard Wiener. So juvenile. Mature. Would you believe 3-time nominated mature podcast? Would you believe that?
No.
Okay. Well,
we have mature content. We ourselves are not
mature. Right. But so much like when these congressmen come out and they're like, no, I totally didn't do something. They lie. So he comes out and says, yeah, that was me, actually. My Twitter didn't get hacked, and... I'm being a real wiener, and I'm sorry.
Runs the family.
It runs, yeah, severely.
We're all a bunch of wieners.
We're expecting another little wiener this next month.
My daughter, total wiener.
Total wiener. In a half-hour press conference during which he at several times was fighting back tears. It's like that Little Britain fucking skit where the dude is like, and I accidentally... stripped and
fell.
And his family's there just disgusted.
My penis accidentally inserted into her
little
vagina,
Britain,
and then I got up and I proceeded to trip over my left toe and knelt on my knee and accidentally
went back into her vagina.
My lips accidentally pressed against her areolas.
Honey, that is the best.
Balls
I love that
anus,
sketch.
And I am extremely
so
sorry.
Great.
I
little
ejaculated,
Britain.
Not. By choice, but
not
by
choice.
Accident.
So, fighting back the
on
tears
her face.
On her face, Wiener made a total and groveling apology after days in which he had first claimed the photographs were hacked out of his computer and sent without his knowledge.
Why didn't you just stick with that, dude?
Yeah, what happened? I'm curious. Someone was like, dude, no one hacked your computer. Shut up.
It's like the mob. They're like, dude, you fucking admit it or I kill your wieners.
He said, all of them. I chop your wieners,
wieners
off. I chop your
and
wieners.
And your wiener dog. If my last name was Wiener, I'd totally have a wiener dog.
You probably would.
And I'd call him Sammy Wiener.
That's right, you would. He said he took responsibility for his, quote, dumb actions. Quote, to be clear, the picture was of me. God, this hurts. And I sent it there. Fuck.
And he is a governor?
Nothing hurts more than a politician telling the truth.
He's a governor?
Big cry. He's a Democratic congressman.
Okay. Just because of that whole little incident, don't you think that you should, you know, rethink your
stance on
allowing him to be in that position because he's immature enough to the point to where I don't think he should be making important decisions.
Well, that and you can say that for our own Montana legislator just by looking at how the marijuana shit went. Like when you have doctors and scientists and people legitimately being like, here is a mountain of proof that says
well, then
this
fine,
stuff
then we can
is
say
good.
That about the federal government, but we're not right. able to because we don't have incriminating evidence on and them for doing something completely stupid.
Well, yeah, we do.
That is completely stupid about the medical marijuana, but the point is they're not out there fucking waggling their dick at a 14-year-old outside fucking school.
Well, this guy...
You need to catch them do that.
This guy might have...
You need to catch them doing something stupid like
that. You need to catch them sending dumb Twitter messages like that. Especially when their last name is Wiener.
Yes.
Absolutely. It just writes itself. It's beautiful.
I burnt myself the other day.
I know.
And it
I
hurts
see you
really
picking
bad.
At that. It's gross.
Well, it the skin's all coming off. And it's been a good few years since I burnt myself pretty bad. And
feels good, don't it?
No.
Feel alive again.
You should have heard me. I was like...
Nice.
Like, I couldn't... Before I even wiped the grease off my arm, I burnt myself cleaning my flat top. My grill brick was really thin, and I had 400-degree grease on the flat top cleaning it. That was the night I fed the Canadians because I cranked it up from 350 to 400 because of wings. But fucking go to clean it, and my grill brick was thin and shit, and I hate you when you give me that look. And
what
splashed,
look? I'm looking interested.
On my wrist, and it hurt. No, you're looking at me like I hate you. Please stop talking.
Is that better? No, I'm just fucking around
but
for
yeah,
the camera.
My grill brick was small, and I fucking splashed it on my wrist. And before I even wiped the grease off, it had blistered and fucking popped before I even touched it. Like, it was that bad.
Didn't we post a picture of draining it a little
did.
Bit?
I think you
Fuck.
Did.
Fuck.
It kept bubbling back up. Like, I would drain it, and then it would go.
Where does all that fluid come from? It just makes it? It's like, here's some more fluid.
It's healing fluid. It's your white blood cells coming to fucking
here's
heal it.
Here's some more white blood cells. Yay.
I guess.
Glad
I don't
you
know.
Don't have
it's
AIDS.
It's pus, dude.
It's clear, though. Pus is, like, gross and smelly.
Well,
like
that's
semen.
Pus, like, when it first happens, I guess. I don't know. It's not sitting there being stagnant.
Sure.
It's just
it's
fluid.
It's moving. It's a fluid of
it's
pus.
Just fluid coming it's there to try fluid. And help heal. I don't know. Are we
so,
done?
Yeah, almost. His confession came after it became clear that his story could not hold. How would you prove that you weren't hacked? Like, absolutely no one comes forward?
I don't know.
Usually someone would be like, yeah, we did it. That was our group.
You could have paid someone to fucking admit it.
Take the fall. Cover yeah. up.
You're not going to go to jail for that, are you?
Should have stayed with it. A few hours before he spoke, the conservative website that had first broken the story, biggovernment.com, had come out with a new set of photographs showing Wiener in semi-cleft.
That's our Wiener! Look, he's on the...
Holy shit. On semi-clad postures that the site said had been sent to an unnamed woman last month. The dude hijacked Wiener's press conference, taking to the stage before the congressman appeared to berate him and the media for accepting his lie that the photographs had been hacked. Yeah, hey, you're all dumb for believing a word that comes out of my big fat liar mouth. So, haha on you. I'm going back to my mansion now, my Wiener mansion over here. Wiener said that he had inappropriate internet communications with, are you ready? The number of the beast, 6 women.
Oh, man.
6 times
oh,
in
man.
6 positions.
Oh, man.
6 positions. That's right.
And in his sadomasochist room.
Took 6 pictures. It's terrible. Inappropriate internet communications. Isn't like that the like 90% of internet communications, basically?
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's that, and then there's the show, and that's about the gist.
BDSM.
Some of these pictures happened after he had married Huma Abedin, a close aide to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. I bet he sent some to her, too. Fucking, yeah. So, there you go. He insisted the relationships had never been physical. They've just been They're just e-relationships.
Yeah, because I was totally on E the entire time.
No, just on the internet.
When I met them, I slipped E into their drink. Well. And then we E'd out.
Well, I mean.
Totally E. Whatever.
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 All right. Another prank?
No.
No?
No.
This is pretty awesome.
My hand is like burning. I need to put something on it.
Okay.
I picked it too much.
Well, thanks for listening to that steamy pile of dump.
Thank you.
We'll be back Wednesday to drop another load on your fucking faces. In your
back
ears.
So nobody can listen.
In your ear holes.
I would like it if my fucking people at work listened to my show. And if I went to work and they bitched about me talking about them, because then at least I would know that they listened.
And that's all. I just need to know.
Like, oh my God, you actually listened to the show? Dude, cool.
Did you hear me or did you actually listen?
Yeah, no, when they come up and say, I hate you for calling me a dumb waitress. I'll know they listen to
I can too change it. I just choose not to. Matt was right. It's easier to suck a dick than it is to change the fucking ketchup.
I have showed them so many times, like, easy ways to do it. Like, instead of using your fingers to fucking pop the cap off, you can use tongs. And, like, there's all these cool little tips and tricks I show them to make it so much easier. But, like, every time they just won't do it.
You can't tip these tricks to
and
show
them.
And,
you know, if I put the ranch in a big container, they spill it every time. So I have to baby them and put them in two different containers so they can fucking pour it.
It's heavy
for them. What is wrong with you people?
It's heavy for them.
You want equality and then you do that. Hey. Fucking bitches.
That's how it goes.
Well, you all right, get this.
Well,
I want
thank
it
you for sharing and for hanging out and for...
share and share alike.
For interrupting. What's the link for share? What's that link? Link that fuck.
What the facebook.com/thejamholepodcast.
Boom! Link that fuck.
I did it.
Email info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Or you can just text and say hey, 406-848-1739, of course. Check out Bite Matt on Twitter. Check that shit out. I'm done clouding up.
It's a cute site.
The one feed.
I'm gonna go ahead and say.
I like the blog. I redid the blog, yeah. So now I have a place that I can actually blog about this tech shit that I'm writing.
Like how it's in like captions. This is
right.
Bite Matt.
Bitematt.blogspot.com.
I like Matt Bites.
Yeah, I change. I like it's easier to type this way. And twitter.com/bitematt. That's going to be just the tech shit for Twitter that I'll be posting gig.
It's
I got another gig.
Bite and not bites.
Right, so Bitematt. That works. Thank you.
I like
and
it.
And hey, Eastern Arizona, throw some water on that fire and come back and join us Wednesday.
That's salt desert. Fuck it.
I know, right? Justin.tv, thank you for absolutely not crashing.
Ever.
It's been a pleasure.
Totally.
And Congressman Wiener,
anytime soon.
I look forward to more tweets from you, sir. I definitely do. And thank you guys for listening. It's been fun.
Thank you.
TheJamHole.com, subscribe on iTunes, and tell your friends. And we'll see you Wednesday. A peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.